from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So I mentioned before, in the Aaron Judge era, the Yankees have played 4 postseason series in which they had home field advantage. They won all 4 of them. They've played 8 postseason series in which they haven't had home field advantage. They're 2-6 in them. The 2 that they won, to clarify, 2020 against Cleveland in that Fugazi wildcard series, and 2017 against Cleveland, where they were actually behind 0-2. And they came back dramatically, and they beat the Cleveland then Indians at the time. Those are the only 2 times they've won postseason series in which they haven't had home field advantage. Now, let's get to Jason Dominguez. This is very, very important. So Jason Dominguez was not called up on September 1st, and there has been speculation, I brought this up a few weeks ago, that the Yankees were manipulating Dominguez to keep him down in the minor leagues so that he could qualify to win Rookie of the Year next year, yep, in which teams get draft pick compensation if one of their young players wins Rookie of the Year. So when Dominguez wasn't called up on September 1st, and instead we got the immortal Duke Ellis, once a Met, always a Met. He was a Met in their system for about 5 minutes.
Except he wasn't.
He actually never got up to the major leagues. There was clear speculation. Oh, my God. The Yankees are keeping Dominguez down to manipulate a draft that's in 2 years. Tiki Barber has done his research. He has spoken to the people that matter. So before we discuss Dominguez not being here, is this related to a potential draft pick compensation the Yankees would receive if he won Rookie of the Year next year?
The answer is no. That is called prospect performance incentive. That's what we are alluding to. Your prospect wins Rookie of the Year, then you get draft pick compensation. The reason that I think Jason Dominguez, a la the Martian, is not up right now for the New York Yankees is twofold. One, he's not quite good enough already. And two, this team just trusts the veteran more. Mm. So let's think about this from an organizational standpoint. What's the most important thing for the Yankees this year?
Winning.
It's winning. It's also signing Juan Soto. And so they're both go hand in hand. If the Yankees should find a way to get themselves to a World Series and win said World Series, and Juan Soto is overcome with emotion, and the money is right, obviously. That sure probably comes first. The money is right, and he's overcome with the emotion of having a ticker tape parade in New York City and winning a World Series, or getting close. It helps them sign Juan Soto. And Jason Dominguez, as exciting as he is he's probably not ready. He came up here.
Well, hold on. So it is not connected to draft pick compensation.
Exactly. It has nothing to do with draft pick compensation.
He would not be, the Yankees would not be eligible to get a draft pick?
Yes, you're right. Here, Evan, I'll back up because I'm burying the lead.
Yes.
Because this has become so much of a conspiracy theory online, mm-hmm, because he is on the IL. And if he spends 45 days on the IL, he's no longer eligible for Rookie of the Year consideration. Therefore, he's no longer eligible for PPI, the Prospect Performance Incentive. The challenge is that there are 2 separate criteria. Mm-hmm. So Jason Dominguez was up for 10 days. He's been on the IL since then. So he's not going to do 2 things. 45 active days, excluding IL. That's not going to happen.
Right.
He was up for 10 days. If he played the rest of the games, 24, he'd be at 34 days. He's rookie eligible, rookie of the year eligible.
So no matter what,
going to get 130 at-bats unless he's 6 at-bats a game, which is not going to happen.
He's had 4 at-bats this season. To lose rookie status, you'd have to have 130 at-bats.
He's not getting to that number. It's not happening. So the 45 active days, excluding IL, plus 130 at-bats, he's not going to hit. He's not going to hit those two criteria. Therefore, he is Rookie of the Year eligible next year. However, the criteria for the PPI is different. It has everything to do with days of service.
And he will have passed that.
That includes the IL. And since he's been on the IL basically since the beginning of the year, he has exceeded the PPI eligibility criteria. Therefore, he is not being held down because the Yankees want to try to get a draft pick if he wins Rookie
of the
Year.
Okay, so that's really, really important before we get into the Verdugo stuff. So the idea that Dominguez was not called up because the Yankees are angling for an extra draft pick potentially in 2026 is not backed up by the current CBA. He will not be eligible
to
help the Yankees get this extra draft pick.
He is currently ineligible to help the Yankees get a draft pick by winning Rookie of the Year. He can still win Rookie of the Year.
Right, but it wouldn't help the Yankees.
But it does not help the Yankees with the PPI.
All right, so we can put that to rest. You talk to people that know this stuff. We went to the sources. It's done. So the conspiracy is dead. Jason Dominguez is not being kept in the minor leagues because of a draft pick. Because let's be clear. I think all of us would agree that that would be ridiculous.
Of course.
That would be foolish.
Because the most important thing is the win.
Of course.
And so what it comes down to most likely is that this team trusts Alex Verdugo more than they trust Jason Dominguez at this point.
Right. That's worse than the draft pick.
It might be. It might be.
Well,
but as a skip, as a general manager, these are decisions you have to make. It just is what it is.
And
you know what I mean? It's like, I trust the veteran left tackle or the rookie who might get his ass beat on Sundays? That's essentially the conversation this is coming down to.
Here's the issue. If you told me it was the draft pick, I would disagree with it, but I at least would understand the direction of the franchise.
Yes.
You cannot tell me and other Yankee fans that last year when you were dead and buried by mid-August that Jason Dominguez was good enough to sell us on still coming to games, on still watching games.
Yes, but think about that.
We watched him perform. But he was good enough for all that, and he's not good enough to help this team when Verdugo stinks.
Okay, think about what you're saying. Stop thinking about this from a baseball standpoint, winning and losing games. Think of it from a business standpoint. I need to get Sean Marash's ass in a seat. How can I do that when the season is lost? Oh, I know. I'll bring up the Martian. And you guys will have fun watching him mash home runs and look like the prospect that's the greatest thing since sliced bread. Right? Obviously what they did.
That's definitely what they did.
This year is different. The circumstances are we need to win. And they believe that Alex Verdugo, whether or not that's true or not, they believe that Alex Verdugo gives them the better chance to do that.
Okay, so there's a couple of things here.
Now, we can argue that.
Well, yeah.
But to argue the whole, they're holding them down for the Rookie of the Year PPI thing, that's forget that.
Well,
it's out the window.
I'm glad it's out the window because I completely disagree with Sean. A baseball argument concerning Alex Verdugo getting hot in the final month versus a young player who missed the bulk of the year coming off of an injury and then having a separate injury is a much better argument than the Yankees in the midst of a pennant race is holding a guy down for a draft pick for 2 years.
No, right. Evan.
Dude, that is, I'm sorry.
Right, because the draft pick is next, it's 2 years from now.
Well, it's not even a guarantee. You're talking about an award next year, and then you're talking about a sandwich pick in 2026. Like, that to me would be the dumbest argument humanly possible. And the Yankees would need to be destroyed for it. So I'm glad that's not the argument. Now we can have a Verdugo-Dominguez debate.
By the way, I wouldn't be happy with either. I'm just saying at least I would understand there's foresight. What I can understand, and they just finally did this. Now Rizzo's come back. Thank God he's gotten a couple hits with LeMahieu. We've seen enough now from Verdugo. And if you want to make the case he's going to get hot right before October.
No, hold on. Here's the argument, all right? Because I'll tell you what I would do in a second, but let's just give you the facts. Alex Verdugo is 12 for his last 36.
He's got better.
Okay, so for the last week and a half against the Nationals and the Cardinals in Texas, I get it. It's a small sample size. Alex Verdugo has hit. Can you at least agree with that?
Yes, he's hit better. Yes, he has.
Okay.
He has.
That, let's put that out there. Number one, Alex Verdugo has gotten a little bit hotter. What I would have done, though, is as much as I love having a pinch runner extraordinaire off the bench, I don't want to minimize that because it does actually matter. I would have called Jason Dominguez up to continue to light that fire on Alex Verdugo's ass. That you are not guaranteed to be the everyday left fielder. Now, if you continue to hit, can you be the everyday left fielder? Sure. But I think Dominguez should have been up here, and where I disagree with the Yankees is the idea that he has to play every day. Boone made that comment at his post-game press conference.
Yeah.
Well, he has to play every day. No, he doesn't.
It's September. You're in a pennant race.
Yeah.
You play the hot hand.
Yeah.
If Dominguez plays well, look, he had one day up here, and he sucked in that game against the Tigers. I don't want to kill him for one day, but he did double clutch on a potential outfield assist situation with the game on the line, and he went 0-for-4. If he doesn't, then he doesn't play. But I do like the idea on September 1st of giving myself the most options possible to put more pressure on Alex Verdugo and see, as the month goes on, who deserves to play every day.
It's almost callous for a young player, but you got to do it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.